So all the usual suspects are here. Colleagues, let me start off by apologizing for this delayed commencement of this announcement. We had thought we would start a lot earlier, but due to the consultations that had to take place, we were not able to. I believe that a number of people have been tweeting and sending messages and saying, maybe the president is consulting some Sangomas. I can assure you that we have not been consulting any Sangomas. Fellow South Africans, I have decided to make certain changes to the composition of the executive of our country. These changes are intended to ensure that national government is better equipped to continue implementing the mandate of this administration, and specifically the tasks identified in the State of the Nation address. In making these changes, I have been very conscious of the need to balance continuity and stability for the need for renewal, economic recovery, and accelerated transformation in our country. As indicated in the State of the Nation address, we have begun a review of the configuration, the size, and the number of national ministries and departments. We will retain existing ministries and departments until that review is completed. Once it is completed, we will then be able to make the necessary announcements. With respect to ministers, I have decided to make the following changes. Communications Ministry will be led by Ms. Nomvula Mukonyane. Energy will be led by Minister Jeff Radebe. Higher Education and Training will be led by Ms. Naledi Pandor. Home Affairs will have Minister Malusi Gigaba as the minister. Human Settlements will be led by Ms. Noma India Mfeketo. International Relations and Cooperation will have Ms. Lindiwe Sisulu as the minister. Mineral Resources will have Gwede Mantashe as the minister. The police will have Mr. Begi Cele as the minister. Public enterprises will have Praveen Gordon as the minister. The public service and administration, Ms. Ayanda Dlodlo will be the minister. Public Works will have Minister Tulas Ncesi. Rural Development and Land Reform, Ms. Maite Nkwana Mashabane will be the minister. Science and Technology will have Ms. Kensani Kubai Ngubani as the minister. Social Development will be led by Minister Susan Shabangu. Sports and Recreation will have Ms. Thokozile Xhasa as the minister. State Security will have Ms. Dipuo Letsatsi Duba as the minister. In the presidency, the one responsible for planning, monitoring, and evaluation will have as minister Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma. In the presidency, the one responsible for women will be Ms. Batabile Dlamini. Tourism will have Minister Derek Hanekom as minister. Transport, we will have Dr. Blade Nzimande as the minister. In water and sanitation, we will have Minister Gugile Nkwinti. With respect to deputy ministers, I have decided to make the following changes. Agriculture, forestry and fisheries, the deputy minister will be Mr. Sifiso Buthelezi. Communications will have Ms. Pinky Kekana as the deputy minister. In finance, we'll have Mr. Mondli Gungubele as the deputy minister. Public service and administration, we'll have Dr. Chana Pilani Majeke as the deputy minister. In small business development, we will have as deputy minister Mr. Castle Matale. The positions of Deputy Minister of Public Enterprises and Deputy Minister in the Presidency for Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation will for the time being remain vacant. Pending the completion of their swearing in as members of the National Assembly, I intend also to appoint the following colleagues: Mr. David Mabuza, once the swearing-in process has been completed, will be sworn in as Deputy President of the Republic. Dr. Zweli Mkhize will, once the swearing-in process as a Member of Parliament has been completed, will be sworn in as Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. Mr. Nhlanhla Nene will also, once sworn in as Minister, I intend to have him appointed as Minister of Finance. Ms. Regina Mhlaule, as Deputy Minister of International Relations and Cooperation. All these new ministers and deputy ministers will be sworn in Cape Town tomorrow. The others who can't be sworn in tomorrow will be sworn in on other days during the week once the processes of fulfilling the parliamentary requirements, those of being sworn in as a member and taking the oath, once all those have been done, then they will also be sworn in by the Chief Justice as ministers, as well as Mr. David Mabuza as the Deputy President of the Republic. I wish to express my appreciation to all outgoing ministers and deputy ministers for their service to the Republic, to the government, and to the people of South Africa. And I thank you all for your attention, and I wish you a pleasant evening and a good night. Thank you very much.